Watch, like Trumpamania run wild, brother, Hulk Hogan tear shirt to pieces during RNC speech. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2024. Hulk Hogan gave a rousing speech Thursday at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, telling attendees it is time to let Trumpamania rule. You know, when I look out and I see all the real Americans, I think about how Donald Trump, how his family was compromised. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised, Hogan told the crowd. Watch, like Trumpamania run wild, brother, Hulk Hogan tear shirt to pieces during RNC speech. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero and they tried to kill the next president of the United States? Enough was enough, he said while tearing the t-shirt he wore off his body. However, the t-shirt he wore underneath read, Trump, Vance, make American great again. 2024. Hogan then told the crowd, and I said, let Trumpamania run wild, brother. Let Trumpmania rule again. Let Trumpmania make America great again. The audience erupted into the chant, USA. 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 Moments later, Hogan revealed that he tries to keep his political leanings to himself, but that was no longer possible. You know something, Trumpets? I didn't come as Hulk Hogan, but I just had to give you a little taste. My name is Terry Bollea, and as an entertainer I try to stay out of politics. But after everything that's happened to our country over the past 4 years and everything that happened last weekend, I can no longer stay silent, Hogan said. Trump survived an assassination attempt when a bullet nicked his ear while he was speaking during a rally Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania, according to Breitbart News. The shooter, identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed by the U.S. Secret Service. Meanwhile, it is important to note that recent reports suggest President Joe Biden, D, will step down from the presidential race over the weekend, according to Breitbart News. It is possible he will endorse Vice President Kamala Harris or let an open convention choose who will be the nominee. The president's family has also reportedly remained stalwart in their support for him to stay in the race, while other close advisors have told the president that the race against Donald Trump remains competitive despite what the polls have said, the article stated.